Hello, everybody, and welcome to our Sweet Spot bonus Q&A and coaching call. I'm Dr. Emily Wilscalzo, and I am here to support you on what the next steps are after the program. The program officially has ended. I think we have one, I think we have one more call in June that is for, you know, it's your access to our open office hours. So you have that. I'm pretty sure you do. And then we, it's like, what's next? So some of you have been through the entire metabolic reset. You did the 30 days. You kept your sugars well, and you're starting to go back and transition and add things and test things and see what your body needs. And some of you haven't done that yet. And some of you have been still experimenting. And either way, it's okay. It's just like, what are you going to do next? Right. And I remember seeing a question. I think it was Gabrielle on Facebook group yesterday, which was, do we have to eat this way forever? And that, you know, it seemed like she was discouraged if she'd have to eat this way forever to keep her blood sugar steady. And my answer was, it depends on what you mean by eat this way forever, right? Because eating this way, if you mean eating whole foods and avoiding all processed foods, then if you want to be healthy, yeah, you got to do that. Because processed foods do not contribute to good health, and especially if you have, you know, some genetic tendencies, some early exposures, and history of illness, and history of not feeling well, yeah, you got to stay away from processed food. It's not really food, right? So we have to eat real food. We have to eat whole food. We have to eat a lot of vegetables and a variety of vegetables and green leafies and all that, and the colorfuls, and fruit to your tolerance level. And people say to me, why are you anti-fruit? Fruit is so healthy. I'm not anti-fruit. I'm for you eating as much fruit as your body can handle without going into an overgrowth of candida, you know, dysbiosis, and then, of course, making your blood sugar out of balance. So, and it takes time to get back to a level. I'll never get back to the level of fruit that I used to eat, which was a tremendous amount, and a lot of the sweet fruits, because I got this genetic tendency to not balance blood sugars real well. So I have to be more careful. Now, some people who don't have all those genetic tendencies may be able to get in the point of eating regular fruit. I'm not a huge fan of a fruitarian diet, meaning all fruit and nothing else, because I think they generally tend to leave people in balance, but there's some people who work well with that. So you just have to find what works for you, and that's what this program's about. We're doing a phase, which was the metabolic reset, which was pulling out the foods, obviously the foods that are hurting you, but then also pulling out the high glycemic foods and getting you to the point where you can manage and get your blood sugars balanced. And the comments I'm seeing on the calls and on the Facebook group are so much geared towards, yeah, my blood sugar is much more balanced, but oh, I had a bad day last week and my blood sugar went up to 140. Great. Okay. Now you know. You're not ready for that, but you know, you're never going to be ready for eating processed sugar and drinking Coke and, you know, hamburgers on buns and things like that. It's just not a good idea, right? It's not a good idea if health is what you want. And I know health is what you want because you're here and you invested your hard-earned money and your time to be here and to learn this stuff. So yeah, do you have to eat this way forever? Depends on what you mean. You know, do you have to be extremely strict and, you know, whatever, go on forever? And she mentioned, you know, not really liking chia. Well, you don't have to eat chia. If you really hate a food, don't eat it, right? But maybe you haven't experimented with chia or something else to make it really palatable. And when I make chia porridges or chia puddings and serve them at potlucks for dessert, people go crazy over them because of the way I do it. Like, I do it in a way that most people like. But you just have to find a way that works for you. But if you eat chia and you get a stomachache and you get bloated, then that's not right for you. It could either be that you're not drinking enough water with it, you're not putting enough water in it, you're not properly hydrated, and it's dehydrating you because it will absorb nine times its weight in, or nine times its volume in water, in liquid. So yeah, look at that. But when you eat a food and it makes you feel bad, I don't care whose list of, you know, top 10 foods it's on, don't eat it. At least temporarily don't eat it. And then let's just move on to the future. And then let's try it again in maybe a month or so as we look at why we might not be tolerating it. Some people don't tolerate raw green leafy vegetables, at least at the start, because have a leaky gut. They have maybe some inflammatory bowel disease, maybe some irritation and inflammation along their GI tract, where the fiber, the cellulose in those foods is like a broom, like it's like rubbing against this irritated tissue. So you stay away from that. I've put people on all off of all raw vegetables for a month. And yeah, they can drink vegetable juice if they tolerate it because the fiber isn't there and that gives them a lot of the nutrition. But, you know, lightly steaming stuff, breaking it down and then blending it to heal. And then they go on and introduce. So there's healing diets and there's maintenance diets. And we want to find what is the diet that keeps you feeling good. I changed my diet 30 years ago. What was it? 1985. I did a fast and then I completely changed my diet after that. I was very sick before that. Not sick like with cancer or an autoimmune disease. Oh, I might have had an autoimmune disease. I don't know. But I was sick with the fatigue and the sinus problems and the burning pain in my gut and, you know, constant infections, you know, sinus infections and all that sort of stuff. And I changed my diet and now I have my health back. And that was 1985, so that's like 33 years ago, right? That's a long time ago. And what I found is I tried 100% raw for a while with a lot of fruit and a lot of combinations of nuts and fruits. And, you know, I leaned away from that because that didn't feel as good. And so I just found the diet that works for me. And now I feel really great about my food. As you see from my pictures, I'm not deprived. I mean, look at the foods that I post. That stuff is all within these sweet spot guidelines. I discovered that I had an insulin resistance problem back in 2011 when I did my first program, which we called Before Be Gone at the Point, which is basically, you know, the beginnings of this sweet spot program. And I discovered that I actually had this problem and I changed my diet and I did the metabolic reset and I shifted my lifestyle things around, although most of my lifestyles were okay, but it was mainly the fruits that I was eating, and I feel better. I have more energy. My body is actually in better shape. I have more muscle tone, and I don't want to give this up. So I have found that all I do is experiment over and over with different flavors, different herbs, different spices, different combinations to make things that are super appealing to me. So I love my food. People love my food, and, you know, it's really a matter of changing your mindset to say, I'm going to do what it takes to feel good. I'm going to do what it takes. And if you're not feeling good on a program, you adapt it and you work with somebody to help you adapt it because it's hard to do on your own. Now, back in the day when I was not feeling well, there was no internet. There were no online programs. There was nobody doing anything. There were a couple of books and I had to figure it all out for myself. Had there been a sweet spot program or had there been something like my year-long energy recharge program, which we're probably going to change the name of a little bit this year, I would have jumped on it because it would have given me the direction I needed from people who had the experience that I didn't have. It would have given me all the tools and the resources and the recipes and the loving care and guidance. And it would have saved me money because the amount of money I spent on just flitting around trying to learn all this stuff was tremendous. So I want that for you. I want you to feel like I feel. And some people who are a lot younger than me don't feel anywhere near as good and actually don't have the same body structure or whatever. And so I want that for you. Like, I want you to know that when you're in your 60s, I'm in my 60s, you can feel great. You can have energy. You can be strong. You can be clear. You can be like in that prime of starting your business or running your business. I'm not starting my business, but creating and building a business. I'm 3 years away from the traditional retirement age. It ain't gonna happen here. I'm into growth and reaching more people and helping more people. I want that for you. So I want you to just like, if you're having these, do I have to eat this way forever and I miss my French fries and Coke or whatever it is that you might like. And maybe it's not that. Maybe it's just whole wheat bread with organic butter, but it doesn't work for you. Like, just like, so what? So what if I miss out on a specific food? I make up for it in the pleasure I get from just being happy, healthy, and full of energy, right? So I want you to just sit with that and think about that and love into you deserve the best. You deserve the absolute best. So we're going to begin with a heart map, and then I'm going to go, and there's a lot of questions that are out there that I want to answer. I want to share with you some ways that you can get our support. I think what I heard from the last time, I had this long presentation of trying to give you lots of information, and then people got confused about, like, how can we get more support? Now, some of you don't need more support. Some of you are fine. You have as much as you need, and you're just going to keep going. And maybe you'll join our Vital community and, you know, pay $20 a month to join our Vital community and just enjoy the whole process of being in community and being able to come to calls and ask questions. And maybe that's for you. And that's for a lot of folks. Maybe just joining our Unstoppable Health community online and periodically maybe attending something that we do. And but maybe you need more. Maybe you've been struggling with this for a long time and you need more. We have lots of options and lots of different investment levels. And I want to share with you that you can get our help in helping that out. So sign up for a strategy session. Lynn or Jan, or if we get overwhelmed with Lynn and Jan, we'll pull in one of our other coaches to do those calls. But they're used to doing those calls. They've been doing them for years, and they can sit with you and ask you a few questions and be able to highlight what is it, the next step you need? What do you need? And be totally honest, for some people, our year-long coaching program is not the way to go. And quite frankly, we don't have enough spaces if everybody wanted to do that. We only take, like, you know, I think we take 30 new people a year, and that's about it. That's about what we can handle with our coaches and with giving that, like, ultimate attention. And that's where you get lots of my attention. But when that's not right for you, or the investment level is too much, or you just don't feel like you need that much support, maybe you just need a deep dive into your gut. Maybe you just need a deep dive into your adrenals or thyroid. I hear a lot of people talking about thyroid. We have an amazing thyroid program. And I had offered a couple of weeks ago when we did this, or about a week and a half ago when we did this, that there were special investments up to a certain date, and I failed to write to you to give you the outline because I know it was confusing. So I'm gonna write an email. It's been stressful on my end, team wise. We lost two people. We're trying to hire. We're trying to get a lot of work done. We're trying to service you, and you know, so we're in the process of that, and that's gonna work. All that's gonna work out. So I just didn't get around to really putting my heart and soul into writing this beautiful email for you to really outline what your next steps were for you. So I will do that by the end of the week. And so we'll just extend those special coupons that we had. I've asked my web guy to just extend those coupons longer. And so when you go in there, you can actually still get some really good, sweet spot bonus discounts on some of the additional programs if you feel like you need that. And if you see the quality of what we do here in Sweet Spot and the attention we pay and how much we love all of you and how much attention we give to you, that's what we do in all of our programs. So you can expect that. And with our year-long coaching program, you get even more of that. If you have other coaches that are working with you, and you get one-on-ones, you get small group coaching calls, you get group calls with me. I mean, you have at least four opportunities a month to hang out with me and ask questions. So it's just a really nice group. Like I said, it's a tight-knit small group. So let's do a heart math, and then let me go to the questions. There were a lot of questions that were asked last time, but I also want you to raise your hand if you have a question, because I don't like just reading questions and giving answers. I like to talk to people. You can tell I'm a kind of outgoing, and I am kind of social, and I love to talk to you. And so I will connect with you a lot. So if you have any questions, just do it right now. Put your hand up, star 2, and it'll be the order that I see the questions come in. They get numbered on my screen. So star 2 raises your hand, and you can tell me some successes, share with me some concerns, talk to me about what, you know, what's bothering you and how I can support you. So star 2 on your telephone. I'll remind you of that after we do heart math. And then we're going to go to a lot of the questions that got typed in last time. Last time I had a slide presentation prepared, and it took a long time to do. So I had a call right after this. Just to let you know, I don't have a call right after this. So if you're just hang out with me, I'm going to get through all these questions because it's really important to me to do that for you. All right. So let's do a heart math. Let's just, everybody just get comfortable, sit in your chair comfortably. You can have your feet on the ground so you're grounded, or if you can have them folded underneath you in a kind of a lotus style position, just get comfortable. I like to put my right hand over my heart so I'm connecting with that heart energy. I like to put my left hand over my belly so that I can connect with my breathing and feel my breathing. And when you breathe, you're going to do deep belly breathing. So your belly expands and then up into your chest. And when you let it go, it's going to let go from the chest on down. And I want you to focus on when you're breathing, try and focus on the inhale being shorter than the exhale. So exhale longer. And the reason for that is when you exhale, that's when you access the parasympathetic, which is that calm, relax, rest, digest, nervous system part. And when you inhale, it's a little bit more sympathetic, which is more the fight, flight. So I want you to hand over your heart, hand over your belly, and then take some long, slow, deep breaths and hold it when you get to the top of the inhale, if you can. I don't want you to suffocate and spew and choke, but when you get to the top of that inhale, hold it for a sec and then let it go fully. And then when you get to the end where you think you've exhaled it all, just see if you can push a little bit more out there. Because when you're under stress and you're doing that stress breathing, you don't expel all the air in your lungs. And that's part of why you don't feel so good when you're under stress, is you've got this carbon dioxide recirculating in your bloodstream instead of the oxygen, because you're not getting rid of all that, right? So let's do a full exhales and inhale. Remember, lungs are one of your detox organs. So right hand over your heart, left hand over your belly, long, slow, deep breaths. And as you do your breaths, focus on your heart. Like, breathe as if you're breathing right into your heart. Just place focus on that. The same way you would focus on an itch somewhere, right? Just focus on that part of your body. Focus on your heart. So do it again. And as you exhale, feel your shoulders and neck soften and relax. And just give them some attention. They may be tense from all day of working or dealing with children. Or if you're in Australia, a place like that where it's a lot earlier, maybe some sleeping at a wrong angle or something. So just let that go. Let all that go. And on your next breath, I want you to breathe in a vision or memory, visualization of a place or situation that brings you joy. This could be a real situation that's happened to you. It can be a composite of several situations and people. It could be solitude, if you like sitting on a beach looking out at the water and all by yourself in the quiet of the dawn, whatever it is for you. And it could be a made-up place. Like when I see the beach, it's used to be a specific beach, and now it's just a generic beach. And I'm just there, and the sand is warm between my toes. And then as I enter the water, I feel the coolness of the water. And then I allow myself to float and feel buoyant, and the sun is beating on me, and it's just this bliss experience. And when you recreate it in your mind, your brain and nervous system don't know the difference between you being there and it being in your mind. And what that means is all the beautiful chemical soup, I like to call it, that gets created when you're joyful and blissful and in appreciation, you get to recreate, and you get to do it at will. Right? So when you get stressed and you feel like, oh no, breathe and go to that place. So just take a few more breaths and stay in that place. Focus on that feeling. And allow yourself to feel deep appreciation for that experience, that place, that person. Deep appreciation. When you're ready, come back into this time and space, but bring that feeling with you. Bring it with you and allow yourself to be there. Allow yourself to be in that feeling. And I'd love it if you want to share in the chat. Bring the chat over here. I can open it a new window. Open it a new window. And let me bring this over so I can see it. And so post on the chat and just let me know how that was for you. Is there a particular feeling? Whoops, I pulled the wrong one over. That's okay. Is there a particular feeling there? Like, go and post it. Okay? And I'll give you some time. And on the phone, if you have something you want to share about that experience or anything at all, if you have a question, you just want to share the words that describe your feeling when you go to that place, that's fine. If you want to ask something, share an experience, go ahead and raise your hand with a star two. Okay? And since I've got two hands up, I'm going to go to those two hands. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to go back to the Q&A questions, and I'm just going to go through them. Okay? My right shoulder, Karen says, but I'm not sure what happened to your right shoulder. All right. Okay, good. All right, so I'm going to open up Andrea's line and then Leslie's line, and then I'm going to go to the questions that have been typed in. Oh, nice. Jane says, my daughter gave me a neck and back massage today. So wonderful. Deep appreciation is really true. It lowered my blood sugar, as you might imagine. Beautiful. Beautiful. All right. So, Andrea from Hawaii.
Hello. Hi, Dr. Rita Marie. How are you doing?
Hi. Wonderful. How are you?
Well, I feel a lot calmer than I did a few minutes ago.
Nice.
Oh, that heart math. Yeah, it just really put me in a nice, peaceful, joyous place.
That's great. If only we
Which
all...
I wasn't in when I, before
I
my
That's what it sounded like. But if only we'd remember that it's there for us anytime, you know, when things start to get messy, instead of getting into that whole holy cow frustration, right? We just, And I know it's hard at first when you're first like changing that psychology, and it's even hard after years. Like, oh, wait a minute, I can just do heart math now. How nice, you know?
Right. Yes.
So how can I?
Nothing. No, actually, there's a lot. Not a lot, but just a quick background of me, vegan for 24 years, and I somehow in my life developed some sort of problem with digestion, and I developed gallstones, and 3.5 years didn't have my gallbladder taken out, and finally I just couldn't take it anymore, and I had it taken out in December. And when I was doing the assessment the other day, it was like digestion was like, numbers were just ridiculously high. And prior to the gallbladder taken, I was taking this beet powder, and I was taking this thing called Liver ND, which is like nettles and turmeric. Not nettles, what's it called? It's Premier Lab. Milk thistle.
Yeah.
And what else? I was taking a few digestive enzymes and things. And anyway, so after the gallbladder was out in December, I did do I still started like the I love the taste of this Liver ND. So I keep doing that because I feel like my liver, like something's not 100% with it. I do get these ocular migraines, which I had yesterday, which normally I'll get like these flashy lights in front of my eyes. And I know in Chinese medicine, that's all related to the gallbladder liver area.
The eyes are for sure.
Yeah. And I've never figured out why. I've had acupuncture and it never really helped. And so yesterday I had two. Fortunately, the headaches aren't as bad as they used to be. But last night it was not so great, and I had to sleep sitting up all night long because I can't lay down when that's going on. And anyway, my question, I guess I should get to it, is like two. Like one is like right now my liver's feeling kind of funky. The only thing I did have today, I've been taking the LipoGold, and that's helped a lot better than the other digestive enzymes that I was taking. I really like it because I was having constipation problems too, which has been a lifetime. It's not just now, but it's again. And so I'm like really kind of afraid of my liver, what's something happening. Like if I'm doing a lot of the nuts, you know, and seeds, which I didn't do at all for years when I was having the gallbladder problem. And as long as I've taken the lipogol, it seemed to be okay. My pate, maybe I eat too much pate during a meal. Maybe that's it, but because it tastes so good.
Yeah.
Like the other day I kind of was still hungry and I did a no-no. I ate a whole bunch of almonds, way too many. And maybe that is a problem, but I don't know. I need to do the digestion module, whatever. I need some help with that because I'm afraid that maybe I'm forming stones in my liver that I'm not aware of, or my cholesterol as a vegan was like high, like 266. I haven't had it done in a while.
I'm going to stop you there because I think I've got enough to kind of get you in the right direction, and I don't want to, you know.
Good. Right. I don't want to keep everybody
2 hours with you and do a full-on history. But here's the thing. Couple of things. First of all, I want to ask you a question. Are you soaking your nuts and seeds?
To what? I'm sorry, you cut out
for a
second. Are you
soaking your nuts and seeds?
Not always.
Okay. Now, with somebody without a gallbladder, you know, for some people who have hearty digestion, you know, the not always is a fine answer. But since you've had your gallbladder removed, you're having trouble with the liver gallbladder, I would highly recommend that all of your nuts be soaked. And beyond that, I would even blend them and put probiotics in them to make them much more digestible to your system.
Even though I'm taking a probiotic every morning?
I would still say that the food space is going to be better. I mean, you don't have to do it every time, but like if you're making a nut pate, right, you can make the pate and you can stick some powdered probiotics into it or open up some capsules in it. You know, it won't change the flavor. It will make it a little bit more tart, right? So it's not like you want to let the whole pate sit out at room temperature, you know, to ferment, because that won't work real well, just because there's veggies in it. And I don't want the veggies to rot. But you could just make this pate and you can put this the probiotic in it and then let it sit overnight in the refrigerator. The other way you could do it is you can make nut and seed yogurts and then make turmeric.
I've not done that yet.
Oh, that's something to do because it's going to make those much more tolerable. So if you're just taking almonds out of a bag and eating them without a
That's not usual. That's not common.
That's not common. They aren't usually soaked in the
night. But I did do it the other day.
Okay. Yeah. But make sure you're soaking them every time. And try a little bit with the probiotic like that. Because you can make a really nice yogurt out of whatever nuts you want. And then you can just flavor it and do the pate thing. Like I'm not a big fan. A lot of the pate recipes you're going to see on the websites are like 75% nuts and a little bit of veggies in. I prefer you to go the other way, especially without a gallbladder. So 75% veggies of some sort with 25% nuts to hold them together. So you're basically making this really yummy batch of vegetables blended up, especially when you put red bell pepper and you put in some carrot and you put in celery and, you know, the more pungent type of flavors or sweet flavors. You can make some great pâtés and then you can blend those up. You can make it with the fermented veggie blends. So it's a little bit more work, but I would try it. I would definitely try it to see how you tolerate it.
Fermented veggies, okay.
And veggies are super important. Most people don't eat enough. 75% of your plate should always be veggies. Now, if you make that's the way it goes. And a lot of folks who have been vegan for a long time are just doing lots of grains, lots of legumes, and a little, you know, standard American-sized portion of veggies with a salad on the side. And that doesn't work. I just don't think it works. I think you need to have a lot more veggies. Most people, I would call what I do is a vegetable-based diet. Not a plant-based diet, not a vegan diet. It's a vegetable-based diet. You know, because that's where you get most of the nutrients, and they're easy to, and if you have trouble with them, like I said earlier, if you have trouble with them raw because of your digestion being a mess, then go ahead and steam them and then blend them. And there's some amazing soups you can make. I've made many videos about them. You know, just steam up vegetables, put them in the blender, blend it up, and add your favorite seasonings and a little bit of fat. So people say to me, because a lot of my recipes include nuts, you must eat so much fat. No, I don't. I eat lots of veggies, and the nuts and the seeds and the other stuff are like, there's a condiment, there's a flavoring over it, and the filling part over it, or I'd wither away to nothing if I just ate vegetables, right?
Right, because you need the calories.
You need the calories, right? Yeah, you need the calories and you need the fats, because fats are super important for us, for our skin and our hair and our hormones and all that stuff. But it sounds like you've got a lot of stuff going on there, and the digestion may be the next step for you, that or our full year program, so we can, like, you know, do all your labs and figure it all out for you. So either one of those sounds like it would be a next good step for you.
The digestion module or whatever it's called.
Sorry. Gut repair, whatever. And we can, I'll send you an email with all that. But if you just go to my website, you'll find it. And there was a coupon. Lynn, if you remember, I think it was SSS100, something like that. Then you can get $100 off on it.
Okay. Okay, yeah, I just concerned my about my liver and forming stones in there, and
yeah.
I don't know,
absolutely.
The cholesterol levels of all the nuts and stuff.
Oh, yeah,
like,
so
I'm confused.
Said that you know, I'd want to be able to look at those cholesterol levels and look at the other things, because there's so much in a functional, in a lab, that the doctors miss, because they're just taught to look for highs or lows. They're not taught to look for the ratios, and they're not taught to look for optimals. So I can look, and if you take your stuff, your labs, and put them in what we call our Master Health Tracker, which we give in our Body Balance and our year-long program. Body Balance might actually be in a good next step for you, because it includes a couple of coaching, private coaching calls too. But anyway, and it includes the digestion. And we give you a lot more off of that, because it also includes the sweet spot piece, and we just take a lot off of that. So we're giving a $1,000 discount right now on that program.
Right, but, I know. It's a lot of money, but I get just.
But it's $9.97 for that versus like $500 for the gut alone. So it's so well worth it to pay the extra and get that. And we have a payment plan for it. So, but the point is that there's so much in those labs that people are being missed. I mean, there's so many nutritional imbalances, and there's signs of early signs of gut, especially if you have multiple lab tests over time, over several years, and you put them into that tracker. I can glance at that tracker and in an instant pick out some of the patterns that you have that probably were missed. So that's the beauty of that, and we give you that tracker is in the Body Balance is a bonus, and it's also an integral part of the ERC program, the Energy Recharge Year Long program. So just to think about it.
Okay.
You know?
Thank you. Yeah. And as far as going forward, with the changing, adding foods and stuff. You said something the other day about, like, okay, so you're staying under 110, you know, most of the time. If one food gives you like 125 or something, it's not a big deal. It's, if it really spikes like to 180 or something,
yeah,
then you really need to concern, right?
And maybe another time you have that same food and it doesn't raise it, it was probably some other things going on, like you were stressed about something.
Okay.
So you don't worry about those spurious occasional stuff. What you want to be doing is monitoring for the patterns, right? So, and if something does that, you mark it and you go, okay, I'm going to test that again in a few days and see if it does it again. And if it does it again, it's probably better to stay away from it. Or if you do it and you go, okay, what happens if I add a couple of cups of greens to this? Right? I add some spinach, or I have it with a green smoothie. It may not, right? If I eat mango, my sugar is going to spike. But if I eat a small amount of mango and I chomp on romaine lettuce leaves with it, my sugar doesn't spike. So that's the whole point of the transition period, is to test it.
Right. And you can test each meal, you can try something, right? It's not like you have to do one test thing a day.
No. So what you'd want to do is take a meal that you've been doing during the metabolic reset that's been keeping you good, and you go, I really want to test sweet potatoes today. So I'm going to have it with my really nice salad and my broccoli, and I'm going to now have a half a sweet potato and see how it does.
Okay.
Right?
And but you do that with a dinner too, or a lunch too, not like only one meal a day. Is that what you're saying?
You do it every meal. You know, as long as
okay.
you're going into the meal.
Otherwise it would take forever.
With a high sugar from the previous meal, then don't test anything new. Because you're
sorry.
False. If you've had a meal like for lunch and it shot your sugar up, and by the time you're ready to have dinner, your sugar's still high, then don't test anything new at that meal.
Oh,
because
right.
You'll
right.
get a bad reading. You won't know. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
right.
That makes sense.
Thank you.
No, thank you. and Lynn, she's fabulous.
Reading.
Everyone is fabulous. So, okay.
Thank
take
you.
Care. Thanks.
Right,
I appreciate it. Bye.
All right. So Leslie from Texas, Plano, you're not too far from me. Hi, Leslie.
I'm not. Hello. I was doing really good with my blood sugars. They were really coming down. And then all of a sudden, since I've been transitioning, they have gone up in the morning. So, like, when I go to bed, they could be 85, 95. I wake up in the morning, it could be 117, 113, mm-hmm. and I was always 100 or below, mostly below. I don't know what's going on. I'm getting very frustrated.
Okay, so let's talk about, so whenever something like that happens, you want to look at what's shifted, what's changed. Have you introduced new foods? Have you painted the house? Have you traveled?
Yeah.
I mean, you just have to look at your life and say, what's different? So if you've been introducing new foods, it's possible that they haven't been raising your sugar right after, but they're overall contributing to a high blood sugar. But it sounds a little odd that your sugars were like 85 at night, but then going up to over 100 in the morning, right? So
yeah.
Are you sleeping differently? Did you change your mattress? Did you change your pillow? Did you start using different laundry soap that you're cleaning your sheets with? You know, you want to look at those kind of things, too.
Okay. I haven't changed anything.
No.
But I think since for a little while now, I've been sleeping, I guess the word is agitated.
Mm-hmm.
I use the heart math. You know, as I'm going to sleep, but I don't know, there's something underlying that
so
is upsetting me, I guess.
That's keeping you agitated at bedtime, so you're not getting a good night's sleep, and that, of course, will raise your sugar in the morning.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm also getting dizzy. Now, I can go into vertigo, and I can be dizzy, that's, you know, but I'm getting dizzy a lot. And I'm really tired of it.
Well, I would check your blood pressure to see where it's at. Are you on any blood pressure medication?
I'm on 5 milligrams of lisinopril, but
okay.
I do take my blood pressure every day, and it's perfectly normal.
Do you take it when you're feeling dizzy?
Well, I could be dizzy all day. So I guess I have to take it more often, but when I do take it, and I change it up each time I take it, the time of day, and it's, you know, it's been normal. Sometimes I could go low, but most of the time, normal.
Here's what I would do. If you have a prescription for a blood pressure medication, it's very likely that you don't need it anymore, and so that can be contributing to the dizziness. So I would go talk to your doctor and say, look, I'm experiencing blood pressure. I've been doing this program. I've been changing my diet and getting my blood sugar under control. Is it possible that I don't need this blood pressure medication anymore? And is it possible that maybe we can lower the dose and see if the dizziness goes away?
Okay. Well, I'm on 5 milligrams. I don't know how much lower I could go.
Well, then lower it would be zero. So,
okay.
You know, ask him if it's okay, and you'll monitor it all over time. And, you know, you can do things to help lower your blood pressure, herbally kind of things. You can look into some of those herbs and things that are out there that help with blood pressure, calcium and magnesium especially important. And so you might do that.
Okay. And also, I haven't been drinking my green smoothies. I'm not really enjoying my green smoothies.
Okay, so it seems like you need to experiment with the recipes.
Yeah, but it's okay. I just, okay. I'm not really enjoying them. I don't mind eating the vegetables, but.
So what have you done? Like, have you experimented with a lot of recipes in our book, or are you just throwing stuff together, or how's that working?
I'm just throwing stuff together.
Yeah.
So and sometimes they're good. Sometimes they're tolerable.
So here's the thing. Figure out when they're good and then just repeat it. My husband makes our smoothies and he just does close to the same recipe every time. And they are delightful. And anybody on the group who's already tasted them knows that. So find one that works and then just work with it. For me, I don't care. I throw it together and if it tastes good, great. If it doesn't, eh. But if I'm serving it now, I just play
well,
with it.
And just chug-a-logging it, and, you know.
Yeah, but the green smoothies are super important because you're getting a load of nutrition and magnesium and all kinds of trace minerals and antioxidants. And this is a great way to get it. You just can't eat that many vegetables. I mean, if we were out in nature and we were foraging and we didn't have work to go to and all that stuff, we would definitely be able to do that.
Okay. Okay. I will do it. Okay, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
All right. All right, so I'm going to go to the questions that were typed in, and hopefully I've answered a lot of them. I can't shut this thing. Okay, my mouse isn't working, so I'm having a hard time closing Leslie's mic. Lynn, if you're on there, can you close Leslie's mic for me? There we go. Thank you. All right, so here's some questions. From Allison, hi, I'm working my way through the modules, although I did the reset with everyone else, and I'm pleased with my progress so far, A1C down to 5.6, more energy, lost 8 pounds, fantastic, weight around 122, 5'4", but still the belly too big, any suggestions that might be causing it and how to flatten it? I've had a pot belly since I was a child. So it could be, I don't know what your blood sugars are. So your A1C is still on the high side, which means your average blood glucose is around 110-ish, 119. I can't remember the exact numbers, but it's higher than I would like it. You're borderline where you would officially be diagnosed. So there's still probably some blood sugar issues, and I'd be looking at what is going, like where is it, concentrating a little bit more, looking at the five pillars, right? What are you doing that could be shifted? I would suggest it might be stress, especially if you've had it since you were a child. But without a big history on you, I don't know. I don't know if you had, you know, some history of abuse or history of, you know, being the last child and feeling neglected. I mean, there's so much trauma that can happen when we're kids that we take on. So that would be the piece I would look at. So I would make sure you're doing all the pillars. And without really knowing and talking to you, I don't know how to advise you as to what to do next. But looking at your adrenals and looking at the stress might be good. And we have a program called Correcting Adrenal Fatigue and Exhaustion. So, yeah. Okay, so Ingrid. And I'm assuming these are just the ones I didn't answer last time. No, I didn't answer any last time. That's right, Lynn. Ingrid from Sweden. Hi, I've been eating a little protein once a day this past week. I've been a little bit more hungry and lacking energy. Also tired of only being able to be broccoli, zucchini, cabbage, Brussels sprouts, asparagus, lettuce, and romaine. She has some sensitivity, so she's limited in what she can eat. This has kept my weight from going down below 135, but it's probably contributing to glucose a little higher when I wake up, as it was as low as 70 most mornings when I didn't eat the extra protein. It's around 85 to 90 now. I had blood tests done yesterday. My fasting glucose was 95, although it was 87 when I got up in the morning. C-peptides were 44, reference ranges 35 to 1.5. I haven't gotten the rest of the results yet, but it was a little disappointing that my glucose wasn't lower. After the blood tests were done, I ate a meal with fish and then got insulin tested, but won't get the insulin result back. Is morning glucose 85 to 90? Yeah, I think you should probably be 85. I don't like it to be up above that. I really think that 85 is a good thing to target for. Once it hits 90, you start to get into increased risk factors. So I would be just looking at it and just calm down about it because you're doing great. You've done so much. And I know you're tired of not having a wide variety of foods, but just like, just relax into this is where you're at. You're doing so much better. Yes, it went up. So maybe whatever the protein was that you're eating is not working for you. So, I would look at, you know, I would look at, looking at that. Gail, do I need to get tests? If so, do I get them through you? My gut is not fixed. I have pieces of food in my stool. I'm presently still working on blood sugar. Probably have mercury. Have chronic fatigue. Hashimoto's. Where do I start? Gail, I would have a conversation with one of our coaches and they can direct you to what your next steps are. In order for me to really give you like specifics on what to do, I mean, you have Hashimoto's. That means you have a leaky gut. I mean, Sjogren's and Hashimoto's are both autoimmune diseases. So you do have some leaky gut going on. You probably do. You might have mercury toxicity because you have so many amalgams. I think you need to have somebody that's following you through step by step through your whole entire system. And go to ercapply.com and have a conversation. But I think I saw you had made an appointment. So I don't know if you've talked to anybody yet. And this is because this was last time. Until when can we use the Facebook page from Barbara? We give you access for a year. And the same thing with the Sweet Spot website. We give it all that. Until when can we book a session? Those will be closing. I mean, as soon as they fill up, you won't be able to. So I do that right away. And that's basically, I think we're closing those down by the end of June. So, because we're trying to fill our program, and that's going to start soon after that. So, Adriana from Cupertino. I used to live in Cupertino. I have a formal wedding weekend coming up June. I'll be traveling as well. I can mostly control what foods are in my house. My partner challenges me on this at times, but celebrations, it's a lot harder to control my food choices. So much good food, really bad for me that I really get. Any suggestions? Just say no. I mean, that's the only thing I can really say to that is like, okay, I've been doing this diet that you guys call a diet. It's been my lifestyle for 33 years. And when I go to people's houses, I choose what I can. I bring food with me. I'll oftentimes see what I can get in terms of treats or carry them and make them before I travel. But I think it's really a matter of what do you want more? Do you want your health or do you want this, you know, this good for you, but not bad for you, but tastes good food. So, you know, travel well. You look on the site. We have a thing called Lynn. Maybe if you can find me that link to the Healthy Traveler's Guide. And then there's so much that people have written on the website about you make food, you carry them with you. You seek out health food stores in the area or health food departments in supermarkets and you stock up and you make food and you do it. I mean, it works. I've been doing it for 33 years, so I know it works, but you have to have the determination. The mindset is super important. You have to have the determination. Let's see. Barbara from, where's Reagate? I don't know where that is. Is there anything on paper on the Sweet Spot about supplements? Which ones are best to continue to take on the long term? Should we take a multivitamin plus certain vitamins in addition? It very much varies. I think that with vitamin D, just get a test and see where you're at. Most people need it because the environment is such that the filtering of the UV rays and sunscreen and being indoors most of the time, most people need vitamin D, but I don't like to supplement vitamin D unless I know the level. So I would get a vitamin D test. It's like $50. You can get it through Direct Labs and there's other places you can get it. You can ask your doctor to get it, depending on what country you live in. I don't know where you live. But getting vitamin D, multivitamins, you know, I'm not a big fan of multivitamins, but because it can throw balance off. So I just like to figure it out. We have within our programs, like our Body Balance and our Body Balance and ERC programs, we have these, and also in our digestive program, we have these test symptom tests that you can take to determine which of the nutrients might be out of balance for you. And that's a good place to start as well. So, but, and we help you analyze that too. And we also in our ERC program, we have this beautiful website full of amazing nutritional information. It's just so amazing. As I went through it the other day with our people, we had an all-day retreat where people got to really dig in and get support. And that was on Saturday, and I was showing them the website, and there's just so much. Somebody was asking, why do I know about protein and how much I should get? And I showed her the chart. I showed her the presentation we had. So it's really a matter of figuring out what you need long term. I would say I like a multivitamin could be helpful. The ones I like are the whole food based ones. There's one from Sun Warrior has one called Vitamineral Rush, and they have another one called Liquid Light, and I take those because they're from natural whole foods and they give me a baseline of a lot of nutrients but lower levels. I have a problem with the mega dose multivitamins because it could throw you out of balance and give you too much of your fat solubles and throw your liver into a tizzy. It could just throw you out of balance. So I like ongoing. If you look in the sweet spot in the advanced section or on the nutrition page, there's a link to a document that gives you my recommendations for all different kinds of supplement companies that I like that I've used. And the way you figure out in terms of the sweet spot supplements, if you're on certain things and it's helping, there's a whole thing in the metabolic reset transition that helps you to wean off of those. So you've got a lot of information. Can I recommend, you're in the UK. I don't know about UK then. Can I recommend a supplement for parasites, which is available in the UK? I am totally unfamiliar with what's going on in the UK. So there's no way. There are some general stuff. I don't know if they ship there. I've used things like Allergy Research has one called Tricycline. I've used Artemisia, Wormwood, and Black Walnut are the main ones that are used, but there are others as well. But I don't know the brand, sorry. Barbara again, should we take the same kind of magnesium ad infinitum or swap it occasionally? I'm a big fan of swapping, so there's good forms. I wouldn't take like magnesium oxide and things like that, but between magnesium taurate, magnesium glycinate, magnesium citrate, as long as you don't have an irritable bowel, could be great to just change around. Rhonda, did Dr. Edenry get my blood results and stool samples so we can talk about the blastocysts? I should be able to speak on the phone when you get this question and at work, but haven't. You know, Rhonda, those are not appropriate for our sweet spot calls. You're in the practitioner training, and we had invited you to take those and bring it to the open office hours for practitioners, because that's beyond the scope of this class. And I think I told you to take it on for practitioner training. Chat questions. Andrea, my fasting glucose 85 when drinking a nettle infusion dandy coffee, it raised by 20 points. That means I broke my intermittent fast. I mean, certainly if your sugar goes up, but I don't know. It goes up with just the nettle. So there's something in the nettle. Are you putting any sweetener in there? I mean, that seems really odd. I don't really know what that would be. But yeah, it's not like you're fasting if you drink a tea that makes it go up. That's very odd because there's no calories in there. There's no calories at all. Unless there's an allergy. You may have some allergy to that particular thing. Liette, in my body system and organ, I have high kidney and bladder. My hormone and glands, I have adrenal hypofunction. Can you tell me what the two are similar? They're not really similar. I mean, the adrenals sit on top of the kidneys, but functionally they're different. You have symptoms that your bladder and kidneys are irritated. You have symptoms that you have low thyroid function. Now, low thyroid function can contribute to symptoms throughout, and it can contribute to possibly insulin resistance because people with hypofunction of the adrenals have for a long time probably been hyper, where the adrenals were overproducing cortisol, and cortisol can contribute to insulin resistance. Laura, okay, Laura, I saw your chronometer, and I reviewed it and said there wasn't enough information, but I saw another one come in today. Let me look. Here we go. Is it Laura? Yeah, I'm going to open this up and see. Laura's original chronometer was, open. Let me open it and see what's in there. And I didn't have enough information because you didn't give me any blood glucose readings. And you didn't give me, I saw that one. And I don't know if you added to this your glucose readings. I was going to do a video on it. You showed me your weight, and it was up and down. You showed me your food intake, but you didn't show me your glucose in relation to this. So it's really hard to comment on this. I think your question, let me see what your question was, related to not knowing what foods to eat, but not knowing how you're responding. See, but with limited food, I notice I get most of my calories from fats. However, it's hard for me to digest. I've cut down on animal protein to about half of what I was eating. I tend to lose weight and cannot afford to lose anymore. So, yeah, this is kind of beyond the scope of this because it's a problem, a digestive issue. So, I mean, I'll take a couple of minutes to give you a little bit of guidance on that, Laura. But the point is that, okay, so you can't eat too many fats, but I don't understand how you're eating animal fats and now you're eating nut fats, and how is that different? I mean, it's high fat. So if you're having issues with fat, it's probably liver, gallbladder. You want to look at herbs and nutrients to support that. You want to look at making sure that you're taking digestive enzymes with your meals, and Lipo Gold is a good one because it has good lipase support, but there's others. Just lipase is what you're looking for in addition to your regular stuff. You want to be chewing your food, but you also want to be, when you're eating nuts and seeds, making sure that you're soaking them. You can soak them and then you can ferment them. You can soak them and then make them into nut cheeses and pâtés. And you can also, and I know you're having trouble with weight, so you want to make sure you're getting enough. You can experiment with them and see with how it works when you take digestive enzymes with them. But it sounds like you've got some digestive issues that need to be addressed. So your next step, in my opinion, would be to do the digestive healing and work with us on that, or get into the full program, the ERC or the Body Balance. But we can help you, support you through, you know, there's a whole gallbladder liver cleanse in there. There's the digestive healing part. There's the leaky gut part. There's all kinds of things in there to support your gut. And that's what I would, you know, I would wonder about.
This is Lynn.
Yeah.
In the chat, Laura said that she wasn't sure where to put the glucose readings there. And also, Laura is a health coach herself. And I know I've spoken to her about some of our practitioner programs as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sounds like you need a more thorough investigation of this. Like in our NAPT calls, we get intense with it if you're a practitioner, or in our ESC where you can do complete histories with a coach and figure that out. And Body Balance has a complete history with a coach, too, that has one call and then an end call. So, I mean, there's a lot of that. And when you get into these other programs, you get more support. But I'd need more of a history. I mean, we have a complete history. And that's not really included in Sweet Spot. I can't do a complete history with everybody, but we have a form that you'd fill out to submit a case if you're in one of the practitioner programs. And like in the CMDS would be the one I would recommend if you're a practitioner, because you also get access to our client program. And you can go through that and go through the practitioner training to get help with that. It says, I think my blood sugar reading still seems high, right? So what I would want to see from you would be your chart. And you can just upload it the same way you uploaded the chronometer, but you take one of our Excel sheets and you fill in, you know, several days and measure it the way we teach, right, with every 15 minutes or so. So I'm seeing in relationship to the food. And also, I think, I'm going to look again at this chart. This chart has the food on it. Let's see. Where'd it go? Where's my glucose thing? Ah, I just opened it. And it's gone. Let me open it again from my email. Chronometer, there we go. And we did go through this, Laura, on the one of the calls, Lynn, what was it, where I went through it. I talked about it a little bit. I talked about some of the low, because there's a lot of low nutrients here. Vitamin D shows super low, and I don't know what it shows on your blood, but you can't heal your gut unless you get your vitamin D levels up. I like to see them at least 75 in serum. You've got low sodium, low zinc. Probably not low sodium really, but intake-wise is what this is looking like. You've got very high fat, so 69%. Your omega-3-6 balance is high, right? So you're eating too many omega-6s versus 3, so that needs to be adjusted. And there's a spreadsheet in the Sweet Spot Advanced in the nutrition part. and it has a spreadsheet where you can put your numbers in and figure out your omega-3-6. You're eating too many omega-6s versus 3. That's going to lead to inflammation. Let's see. And then these foods don't have times on them. So I don't know if there's a way in this program to put times on. I guess you can do breakfast, lunch, dinner. I'm pretty sure you can do that. Because I saw it with when Marcy put hers in that she had a little bit more detail about what her blood sugars were. So if you fill out one of those glucose charts, see, this gives me a good idea of how your nutrients are, and they are kind of low in a lot of ways. And then if you look at and fill out that glucose chart, then you can have a lot more. And then submit it to the next practitioner call or the next call here. Protein's okay, fiber's okay. I don't know where these numbers come from, but 52 grams a day of carb is fine. Your fat, again, on this day was 5. You really want that omega-6-3 ratio to be no more than 3. No more than 3. Okay? And, you know, those nutrients. Selenium looks low. Add some Brazil nuts or some selenium supplementation. Your folate looks low. Which would be more green leafy vegetables are required from you. Overall, your B vitamins are low, so I want to know how many, you know, your greens. When I looked at your chart, and I did review this, so I know I did this, Lynn, if you could help me figure out where it was. It's just not enough green leafies in here, not enough green vegetables. And you can easily get a lot of these numbers up with more greens. And if you are doing nuts to keep your weight on, yeah, you soak them and then you blend them up with your vegetables and sauces or stews or things like that. So green smoothie, great. I don't know, turkey breakfast sausage, was that organic? Don't know. Lettuce, mixed greens, a cup. You know, I'd go for more than that. Dandelion greens, half a cup. Avocado, black skin, California, that's good. Coconut, walnuts, sugar. Yeah, there's not enough veggies in here. I would put more veggies in. Because your nutrients are low. It's consistent from day to day. That omega-6, you had one day where it was 3, yay, 3.4. That was the closest it came. But there's a lot, the minerals are low. And you can get that with sea vegetables, and you can get that with more veggies, and you get that with nettles and some other herbs like that. Okay, because your protein's looking fine. 64 grams is fine. I don't know where the 60% comes from, but you're a small person. 64 grams of protein is fine, and they're all... Your amino acids look fine. Your minerals are low.
This is Lynn.
Yeah.
She said in the chat, I eat so much green veggies daily, Dr. Reed Marie. Omega-6 must be from nuts. Mostly eat organic.
Yeah. Yeah, so some of the, like this day was good. So look at the way it was balanced on this day, the 31st. This is a much better day because it was down to 2.8, which is nice. The others are at 6. Yeah, but, you know, then supplement. Get a good B complex. And folate, I would do a methylfolate supplementation because you're not getting enough. If you were getting enough green leafies, this folate wouldn't be low. It's easy to meet your green leafies. So I don't know, you know, what enough means, but when I'm looking at this, it's not a tremendous amount. Not a tremendous amount, like, you know, a few cups a day. Literally, you should be eating a pound or two of green leafy vegetables a day.
This is Lynn.
Yeah.
And the other part to that, like you said before, if she is eating that much but it's not showing up, she's not digesting it.
Right, and she's not digesting it. That's her gut, low stomach acid.
Right, yeah. Exactly, just like you were saying.
Yep. Yeah, so the gut would be the next thing to be addressing, I would say. Yeah, because when you see that, if you are getting enough, but this is showing you're not getting enough. So that's a different storyline. If it shows up that she's over, but this is showing that she's not getting enough in the food she's eating. So if you're not getting enough in the food, you can't absorb more than you're taking in. Make sense? So that's a good point, but this is actually showing her intake. Yeah, that's basically it. So Jenny, what's up with hot flashes? Night sweat seemed to lessen or go away like the first 2 weeks of the reset, then came back stronger. That's a good question, but I don't have enough information to be able to know that. It could be imbalances in your vitamins. It could be stress. It could, you know, estrogen, progesterone. I have no idea how old you are. You know, there's a lot of stuff that goes into that. Jenny lost a lot of weight. Unfortunately, mostly boobs. Now saggy skin is more apparent. Yeah, so with that, you know, make sure you get a lot of vitamin C and good collagen support. Like, there's amino acids like proline, hydroxyproline that are good ones. You can do like mushrooms and sea vegetable and make like a quote unquote bone broth. I'm not a big fan of regular bone broth because it's high in glutamates, but you can do something that makes it. We have a vegan bone broth recipe that we posted on Facebook and on my blog a couple of times. You just look it up, and that would be a good thing. And vitamin C would be good. And then, you know, strength training so that you build the muscles to fill that sagging skin. That could be helpful, too. Okay, so Jenny said, I pretty much didn't test as I added foods back. How should I proceed? 4 days back and then starting test. Yeah, I would say go back on the program. Go back on the metabolic reset diet, do it for a good 4 or 5 days, and then go and make sure you stabilize, everything stabilized, and then you can test. How long do we continue the recommended supplement, Susan? It's all laid out in the metabolic reset transition. It talks about how to decide and how to gradually break it down. I don't want to spend time on this call going through stuff that's already in the content, but it's in a nutshell, it's basically you're lowering one supplement at a time. You see if it makes a difference. If it doesn't, you lower another one, you lower another one, and you just keep doing that. But you're watching your weight, your energy, your mood, everything else. And if things start to go, whoa, things backslid, you go back up. That's how you know. Yeah. Danielle, success. Okay, success is I just finished a 2-week veggie broth detox, which went really well. Since following this program, I've lost 33 pounds and several inches. I feel set for the future and excited for what's to follow. Congratulations, Danielle. Christy, since beginning the sweet spot, I lost 15 stubborn pounds and stopped eating popcorn and tortilla chips. Yay! They're like cocaine to me. Yeah, they are addictive, aren't they? Julie, I've been doing burst training twice a day with a group of 3 to 8 people at work and doing the 1-minute vacations throughout the day. It helps so much. Thank you, Dr. Renee. I see my blood sugar. Yeah. Congratulations, Julie and Christy. Pamela, I want to say that I realize I do better with supplements, which help me control cravings. Great. And having an accountability partner has been really helpful. We've been traveling, but I'll be doing a restart tomorrow morning. Good for you, Pamela. Patricia is celebrating that my doctor is supporting what I'm doing finally. Yay, Patricia. That's so exciting. Claudia, I lost 20 pounds, almost 30 at the waist, 30 inches at the waist. Oh, two almost 30 inches. Like, how could you lose 30 inches at the waist and only lose 20 pounds? I mean, think if you lost 30 inches at the waist, you would have had to lose 100 pounds. Mini vacation and burst twice a day, sometimes just once. My blood sugar is always higher after burst, about 10 to 15 more than before. My guess is that they're still good for me. Yeah, I would cut, you know, if your blood sugar is going up consistently after birth, that maybe you're overdoing and you have a little bit of adrenal stress and you want to address your adrenal. Pamela, I've lost and kept off 12 pounds. Yay, blood sugar is okay, but sugars definitely affect my energy level. Yay, Pamela. Sandy, one of my favorite parts of this program is this community, all of you wonderful and supportive sweet spot people. Yay, Sandy. You've been a great support for so many. You just jump in there and you're always responding to people, and I so appreciate you. Christy, yes, congratulations to everyone. No matter what the pounds or inches, we have learned a lot about our bodies. Yes, Christy, thank you for that. And yes, that's the point, is that we've been duped our whole lives into thinking that this is the way to handle our bodies and this is the way to eat and all this other garbage. And it's just when we can learn how the body actually works, then when the doctor says, oh, don't worry about the migraines, just take some Advil, or we don't find anything wrong with you, take some Prozac, you're probably depressed. You know, like, you get it, you understand. And that's why I'm so passionate about helping people to understand how their body works. That's why I created the Sweet Spot Program. That's why I created our Energy Recharge Inner Circle. That's why I created the Body Balance. And that's why I created our Nutritional Endocrinology Practitioner Training. And when I go back through and I look at how much content I've created over the last few years, I'm just amazed. And it's there logically, step by step, to help you become the owner's manual. You have the owner's manual for how you work, and you become empowered. Because I believe the future of healthcare is empowered self-care. that we want to become independent of doctors and medical people, except for what? Emergencies. I break my leg. I have, you know, a car accident. I have an emergency of some sort and bleeding. That's when we want to go to medicine. But these day-to-day chronic things are in our control when you learn how to do it. And yet it takes time. It definitely takes time, and it takes attention, and it takes work. But it's so worth it to not end up with cancer and on chemo and have your hair fall out, to not end up with a chronic autoimmune disease that has you sleeping all the time because you can't do anything. I mean, we have control. And yeah, it takes work. But I think that in my ideal world, we would have been taught little bits about how our bodies work, starting from when we were little kiddos, and then into college, high school, and then into college. And that's what people would be learning, instead of just take Tums if you have a problem with your stomach, which is what the TV is basically teaching everybody what to do for their health. Take this drug, and this is a prescription. Ask your doctor, but in the fine print, really fast, is that it could cause death and defecation. And you're like, ah, I think I'll stay depressed instead of dying and defecating all over the place. So we get to take control, and that's what I'm so excited about for you guys. So Andrea says, I'm pre-insulin, insulin resistant. So glad I found you. Thank you. And let's just say I show signs of this particular condition. When we take ownership of a disease, I am pre-insulin resistant, I am diabetic, that sets your mental outlook to believe that that's what you are and not be able to budge from it. So don't own your diseases. But thank you for saying you're glad you found me. I'm glad you did too. I'm glad you're moving away from it. So say, I was showing signs of pre-insulin resistance and insulin resistance, and now I'm improved, or I'm working on it, right? Adriana, my blood sugar readings lowered and lost some weight, but not enough. At least it's going in the right direction. It is, and everybody's body works differently. And when we plateau, there may be some other things going on, right? It's not just about blood sugar, but blood sugar. If you don't get the blood sugar fixed, nothing else can get fixed. So glad you're doing that, Andrea. Adriana. Kathy Clark, I'm in the process of purging my closet. We dealt with my daughter. Yay! Had to buy two new bras today, professionally fit to raise things up. So I understand the comments of clean, saggy skin. But I'm feeling so much better on multiple levels. Thank you, Kathy, and congratulations on your improvements. Okay, so now we have more. We have some more program questions about next steps. Let's see. Patricia says, my only number under 50 was pituitary. I don't know where to start. Any suggestions? Yeah, that's the start with that would be, if your digestion is super high, if your digestion is high, then you start with digestion next, because that's the piece that is going to affect all the rest of them. If you want to go further, do the NEPT apply, talk to somebody and find out what your next steps are if you want support from us. And we're happy to support you, and we have programs at every level. So, you know, down to $20 a month. So, yeah, we'd be happy to support you in that. And some of the stuff applied to the call then, and it doesn't apply to now. Does the 6-month support start after the year that we have this program, or does it run concurrently? I'm having trouble keeping up with this program. Barely touched the IRSPT. It depends on what you mean by that. If you feel like you've got your hands full with this, then you can, you know, just go on. The thing is that we're offering right now discounts on it. So if you wanted to do like the body balance, you could just start at any time. There's no limitation on that. And it's just self-paced. We say 6 months. Right? You get 6 months of support, but you don't have to start the support until you're ready for it. But when we say 6 months support, we mean monthly calls. And actually you get 9 months. We added a bonus to that. I think we added a bonus to that of 9 months. Marsha, okay, so this is all the stuff about that. And some of you have had your questions answered. Let's see. Lynn Rose says, I couldn't afford it, but I couldn't afford not to. Good for you. Okay, so these are questions. So these are the questions I want to make sure we're clear on. So I'm going to check to see if Lynn added any other questions that are not related to the programs. Okay, so this is a good question, Andrea, about intermittent fasting and intermittent fasting. There is a lot of conflicting information about that out there. JJ Virgin says that you mess up your metabolism. It not necessarily. Some people would. It depends, and you have to see how it goes. John Gray advocates 15 to 16 hour a day intermittent fasting, and all water fast 2 to 3 days a month. How do I know what's best for you? You just try it. You play with it. We all should be doing at least a 12-hour fast from dinner to breakfast, all of us. That's just minimum. So then you go, okay, I do okay with that, and I want to see if I do better if I go 16, 15, 14. Just play with it, extend it, see how you feel. You'll know if it's not for you. You'll know if your blood sugars start to crash, if you crash. But here's the thing. First couple of times you do it, it may not feel so great. Like a 2 to 3 day fast is hard because the 2 to 3 days is the hardest days. Like day 2 and day 3 are usually the hardest days. After that, I'm looking forward to tomorrow because that's day 4 and I'll be fine. But I think I'm already in day 4 because I feel really good right now. Just a little hungry. The hunger usually goes away on day 4. But how do you know? You know, there's so much evidence. Look at Jason Fung's book. Look at Joel Fuhrman's books. And you got to decide what feels right for you. If you do it and numbers look weird, then don't do it. But most people can tolerate it. If you're adrenal fatigue, missing breakfast is oftentimes tough, but you can still do a 15-hour fast by having lunch and then, you know, not eating past 2 or whatever you calculate it. You don't eat in the evening and then get your morning meal in. So you just play with it. It's just really a matter of playing with it. And if you have a coach to support you and help you, we can help you very much to decide if it's good for you. Okay. We got Ingrid's question answered. Samina, I started Sweet Spot in April. About 2 weeks into the program, I started having an allergic reaction in the groin and vulvar areas. Consulted many doctors, prescribed topical steroids, of course. Because of the condition, I was unable to do my regular births. I also have osteoarthritis in both knees, type 2 diabetic for 20 years, blood sugar still high, fasting glucose high, 250, postprandial goes up to 280, 300, which isn't that bad. Like you're not going up too much. Regularly taking the supplements. I don't know if I could reach blood sugar level 110. I desperately need help. Not on Facebook, but I listen to the calls. Okay, so Samina, here's the thing. You're not going to get it down to 110. So what you're going to do is look for only eating foods that don't raise it more than 20 to 25. Okay, I would also run and get your fasting insulin tested because we want to find out if you're in that stage where your pancreas is burned out and you're not producing enough insulin because we would help you in a different way that way, right? So I would look at that to see, and so fasting insulin would be a starting point, and then if that's normal or on the lower side, we may have you do a postprandial, which means you eat a meal and then you go 45 minutes later and have it. So there's help here, and I say if there's a lot of situations, you probably could use some extra coaching. I know at least a dozen of you in this program have private coaches. You just invested extra to get this private coaching. It makes a lot of difference because they can look at all your labs and can look at the whole picture. We do a comprehensive intake, a comprehensive history, look at your labs. So the sweets, there's a couple of ways. You can do the Sweet Spot additional coaching. That's something that's available, still on the table for you guys. Then you can also get into our year-long program where we assign you a coach and you're working with coach and me for a year. So I think what I would do, Samina, is I would go to ercapply.com and set up an appointment to talk to Lynn or Jan, and they can advise you. They can spend the time asking you the questions. With health, there's a lot of back and forth, which is why I love being on the phone with people versus answering questions this way. All right. I have a few more questions I'm going to answer, and then I'm going to move to the phone because there's a lot of back and forth, right? So Vera, well, on the Sweet Spot, I included coconut oil, 1 to 3 teaspoons a day, coconut milk, faith-loaded chia and flax, steamed greens and veggies, faith-loaded water. But my lipid test showed increase in triglycerides, 37 to 46. That's fine. That should be. VLDA 7 to 8, and on the other hand, LDL went down. Yay, that's what you want to do. HDL went 78 to 69, or within the norm, but should be concerned with lipid level fluctuation on the long run. I've been having coconut oil only for 3 months. I like it. And yeah, so that I would be, how's your blood sugar with coconut milk? Because oftentimes coconut milk can raise it, because coconut milk is processed more, and, you know, it's not as full fat sometimes. So I'd be looking at that. Coconut does raise some people's cholesterol, but your numbers don't look like they're in bad shape, right? Triglycerides to 46 is fine. I mean, really 50 is an ideal. So I'm not worried about that. Your LDL went down. So that's, I don't think there's a problem here. I mean, if your liver, so to know if it's your liver, I'd be doing a full panel, full liver panel as well. I sent pathology. Okay. Darlene, after exercise, I do need to test blood sugar, same as with food, at 15-minute increments, then hourly. Do I need to? Is reading the same before exercise, is that interpreted I didn't work hard enough? No, being the same as after exercise is fine. It's when it drops too dramatically, like it drops from like 80 to 50, then that could be a problem. I would expect it to drop or stay the same. It depends on the intensity of the exercise, and you can play with that. But if you over-exercise, you might cause it to go up because you're going in and breaking down muscle. I don't know what this means. Vera says, I cannot join live chat. Our place is limited. Any tips? You should be able to join live chat. It's there. So Lynn, you might want to reach out to her. I don't know. Darlene, do you test certain meals repeatedly? Is it safe to say you know how your body responds to those foods, or can your body response change negatively with increased blood sugar later? Is combinations a factor? Yeah, combinations are a huge factor, Darlene. And, you know, if you test mango with a huge salad or a green smoothie and it works fine, it doesn't mean that mango alone is going to work fine, right? So you just want to look at how much extra fiber, greens, et cetera, you're taking with that food. It's not clear when my body's calling for too much insulin in response to food eaten, or if my body is healing slowly and becoming better at utilizing the blood sugar on its own. I can't differentiate when I'm over-secreting insulin. You mentioned problem in the previous call when tracking postprandial sugar, and there's a drop below starting reading. Yeah, so if you eat a meal, like say you test before your meal, and your blood sugar tests at 85, and then you eat your meal, and it goes up, and then it starts to come down, and in about 3 hours, you notice that it's suddenly down to 75, then it goes down to 65, then it goes down to 55. That's probably that you're over secreting insulin in that meal and your body is dropping your sugar too much. Some folks, it drops right away. I mean, that one person who took in, you know, she had some kind of thing and it was slightly high glycemic, and she ended up having her blood sugar go from like 85 before the meal to like 75 at 45 minutes, and then it kept dropping and she quickly ate something else to bring it back up. So that's a problem with insulin secretion. And testing it, you know, go and test your fasting insulin and then wait for eat something, a good, you know, the highest carbohydrate meal you might eat, and then at 45 minutes, test it again. Vera, engaged my 26-year-old daughter in the sweet spot, yay. She won't prick her finger, though. Her saliva hormones came back much more balanced since November. She has supplements for low progesterone, high cortisol, estrogen dominance, liver support, but her chin hair didn't improve. Any suggestions? Well, the chin hair might be an overproduction of DHEA or testosterone, the male hormone. So she may have an imbalance there, and she may be on the border of PCOS. So I would have her testosterone, and also, it could be an imbalance between estrogen and progesterone, like too much estrogen, not enough progesterone. But mostly with the chin hair, I would say it's probably related to testosterone and DHEA. So we offer you a year of access to the Sweet Spot. You have lifetime access if you download it. Every single bit of information in the program is downloadable through the lifetime access. We don't guarantee lifetime access anymore because sometimes there's something that happens with the server. And sometimes we spend a lot of time and money upgrading the program, and it, you know, we have no way of separating the new upgraded content from the other. So if you want it to continue access after the year is up, we will offer you a very low fee to continue to have access, but also to get access to the live calls again and any of the bonuses. So just enjoy it. If you want to download it, and then after a year, we usually send you an email that says, hey, your year has expired and here's what to do. All right. There's a few others I'm going to read, and then I'm going to go back and do the question. So if you have a question, star two. A star two raises your hand. Oh, somebody put something, you sound on the phone. I don't know who it is, but my blood sugars were doing great. Now they're high when I wake up in the morning. I can't go to sleep, and they are 85. This sounds like we talked to you. It sounds like Leslie, and we already talked about it. My bones and joints are aching stiff. Is this natural? No, it's never natural to have aching and stiff joints. There are a lot of possibilities there, right? So you can have imbalances in nutrients that keep things calm. So it could be magnesium. You can have a calcium-magnesium ratio imbalance. You may have, you know, inflammatory foods in your diet, foods that you're allergic to or sensitive to, and that could be causing it. Some people go off of all grains. I don't know if you're off all grains, but if you go off of all grains, read the book No Pain, No Grain might be a good thing to look at, because it talks about how not just gluten sometimes, and sometimes when people go off all grains, their stiffness and their joint stuff goes away, right? So there's a lot that could go on there. We'd have to really sit down and ask you lots of questions about that. Laura finally decided to get Keto Mojo, took first blood sugar. It was finally 83, 24.5 points less than the One Touch Mini. I knew I was eating healthy, and I'm a health coach, and I feel like what I'm doing is causing such high reading often. So great. I'm glad to hear it. The meter makes a difference. And sometimes, you know, the One Touch Mini was in the running, but it wasn't as accurate as the Keto Mojo. Actually, the three top ones now are the Keto Mojo, the Relyon, at least mine is, and then my tried and true, Sweet True to Go. I love that one. But yeah, so great that you got that and you're getting more consistent. I know Sandy had that same issue where when she got the Keto Mojo, she was getting much better reading. Okay, so I spaced my meals, okay, in the a.m. and lunch, but dinner I get quite hungry and also feeling a bit of stress eater after dinner. Stopped eating by 8:30 to 8:45. I crave fats way too much and hard for me to digest, but it's filling. I uploaded my chronometer from last week. We looked at that. If you could kindly look at it, appreciate it. Thank you. I think basically what's an issue is I think it's less greens than you should be having, because those numbers are very low for some of those nutrients. So you do have nutrient imbalances. So as a starting point, you might just look at what nutrient imbalances are showing in your food intake, and then supplement with those, and then work on getting your diet and keep running the chronometer to get, you know, as you add an extra 2 cups of greens to your diet and see what it does to your chronometer reports, right? Add Brazil nuts there, but soak them first. Get the digestive enzymes. And as you're a health coach, I would definitely recommend that you look at our CMDS, our Clinical Mastery of the Digestive System course for health practitioners, and you get a free access, a free seat in our gut repair program when you do. I will truly miss this program and the support of the coaches. Well, we don't have to end the relationship, Laura. We can continue it and keep going on and join our vital community as well. Adenina was doing great for a month. Then I started feeling sexually awake, yes, and that scared me because my husband can't function in that way. Went on a trip 2 weeks and did green smoothie daily but ate regular food. Can't afford diabetic meds, and I know my sugars during that month was between 119 and 140, which was really good without the meds. So I would say, let's just get into that. Don't let traveling change how you eat. Eating regular food, it gets you the regular diseases and the regular blood sugar, which is really bad. So Dr. Magnesium, what's the best magnesium to loosen the bowels? I think magnesium citrate tends to be that. You know, you're a fan of oxide. Can you explain why? It's not as well absorbed. But there is a thing called OxyClear or something, that maybe magnesium oxide, that does do a flush that way. It's just not as well absorbed. But yeah, I would say magnesium citrate would be good. My cholesterol is still high, but coming down. Yay, that's great. Can eating unsoaked nuts and seeds cause constipation? Yeah, it could, because its fats would be harder to digest. So, great questions. All right, I'm going to go back to, where did it go? Okay, I lost it. I had it on my screen. Where did it go? Okay, that's our questions. Let me go back to the call and see who's there. So Star 2 raises your hand. Nobody's raised their hand. Anybody want to talk? So let me just go back to some of those. Well, I think I answered most of them, but let me go back and see if I missed any. So here's your options, right, for going forward. I gave you a really nice questionnaire. That questionnaire, there's two of them. One is the organs and body systems, and the other is glands and hormones. So you fill out those things. You should be getting an email back. I saw some people say they didn't get any report. They just got what they filled out. Yeah. Attachment. It's a PDF attachment to it. And it has this beautiful report that gives you, you know, red, orange, green lines, depending on what it is. It's like a bar graph. And it tells you right there your scores for each of the areas and what's the balance is, right? So I would highly recommend you do that. If your digestion comes up higher than blue, like higher than 10 or 15 on any of the digestive pieces, I would work on that next, because digestion is so cornerstone to how the rest of the body works. And digestive issues can create a physiologic stress that affects the adrenals. Now, you can go into the adrenals and work on that if that shows up as problematic. But here's the deal. If you don't work your digestion, the adrenals aren't going to get better. So, and the adrenals, you start by working with them with the 5 times a day heart math or more, with meditation, with relaxation, with catching yourself when you're in that state. And you, in the transforming stress system, which we gave you as a bonus, which goes into a lot of that detail, not only sends you my daily reminders, but it gives you some access to how do you tune into your own body? Where are you at right now? Okay, I feel myself stressed. I'm going to do it right now. That shifted me. I can feel it throughout my body, right? You can do that. That was quick. You do it throughout your day. If you need a reminder, you take a little sticky note and you draw a heart on it, and it reminds you, oh, yeah, it's time to do it. You set an alarm on your phone. Most people have smartphones. And set an alarm on there for every hour, and when it rings, as close as you can to it, you go, and you do your breathing, appreciation, shift, just focus. And that's a huge piece of it. So you start by doing the tests that we gave you, the assessments that we gave you as a bonus, and you figure out which areas are the highest. If digestion is a problem, yeah, if many of them are problems, then I would suggest that you consider our body balance program, which you can get for, it's $9.97, and it's 6 months plus 9 months of calls plus you get through each of the body systems. It's like a combination of that. Normally it's $19.97, but because you've done Sweet Spot, you've done that, the blood sugar part, we've given you a huge discount for it. So I highly recommend that. But we also have that first module of that, which gives you the ability to go through, it's a 12-step program basically of all kinds of basic stuff to make sure you're doing it. Because a lot of times we learn this stuff, but then we don't do it, and then we say, why am I not getting well? So I really want to focus you in on how you can take charge of your own health. And it also has included with it a bunch of bonuses. One I told you was the lab, the Master Health Tracker, where you can keep track of your lab analysis. And it includes a call with a coach, an entry call to help you focus on where to go with this. I mean, it's a really amazing program, and we're only offering this now for you because you're in Sweet Spot, okay? Our next launch of that program is going to be a lot more, so go for it. That would be great if you have a lot of those numbers. If your digestion looks pretty good and your blood sugar, you've got the tools to handle that, but your adrenals look a mess or your thyroid looks a mess, then join us for those programs. Join us for the digestive if that's the thing, right? We have some amazing support like you got in this program. You get access to our office hours calls. You get access to the Facebook group. You get all the materials that guide you through it. And if you've been having problems for a really long time, I highly encourage you, talk to one of the coaches, ercapply.com. They'll talk to you about your situation and see if our year-long program is for you. Like I said, we're only taking 30 new members. I think we already got several now. I think we got two or three so far. We got a couple others on the fence, but we haven't even opened this to the public. We're going to be opening it to the public at the end of June, and if those seats will fill fast. They always do. We always get between 30 and 50 people in that program. So we take in new people, old people, the people that are coming back, and you get access to coaching support, monthly calls with coaches with a group, and we're going to guide you through all the basic pillars. We're going to guide you through each of the organ and gland systems. You have access to the website, which is a wealth of information. You can go through certain sections on your own. Well, not on your own, but I mean at your own pace. Like you might be going through digestion and somebody else might be going through adrenals, and all the while everybody's going through making sure the foundations are set. You get access to me. You get access to a private coach if you do the gold level. At the gold plus level, where we only take like 5 people and we have to see who's coming back at that level, so we may only have 2 or 3 seats in that. You get access to me. We do several lab calls. If you're depending on what level you do, we do lab calls, lab analysis calls. We also do quarterly reviews with you. Plus, you get all the access to your coach, who I've personally trained. I've trained these people so that they know my methods. Plus, I meet with them on a monthly basis to go over every single person's case. So I know everybody in the program. We have a lab day where everybody brings their labs, and we go through every single piece of your lab. We give you a customized, computerized lab report that analyzes it from a nutritional perspective. You do it again in 6 months. We do it again for you. You get the comparison. We tell you what labs you might need based on what's going on with you. I mean, we support you every step of the way. We even have a nutrigenomics retreat day where we go through everybody's genetics and explain to you what all that means. We have 3 retreat days, which we get together and we focus on various topics and things. Like this last Saturday, we did one, and it was focusing on like check-ins and successes and labs and what else do you need. And people had an amazing time. Plus, we went in the kitchen and made some things they wanted to. They learned how to make Liver Lovers gomashio and, you know, seaweed salad and that kind of stuff. So there's a lot of options, and it may feel overwhelming and confusing. I'm going to send an email to give you more, you know, try to lay it out specifically, but I highly recommend that you just ercapply.com and have a coach help you figure it out, what your next best step is. So Lynn has her hand up, so I'm going to open Lynn's line. Go for it, Lynn.
Hi. One thing I want to let people know, and I know you've talked about this before, is that this is a marathon, not a race. I think people are feeling a little pressure because, you know, we hear the program is ending, and you do have the Facebook group for, you know, another 6 to 9 months. We'll be on there. I'll be on there answering your questions. But more importantly, especially if you feel your life is fairly hectic, there's a page that's kind of like the metabolic reset at a glance, and just look through that, pick one or two things out of that to do, and just do that. Be kind to yourself. I encourage you to have a loving conversation with yourself, because right now your body is great. You are doing great things. You are here on this call. You are showing up, which means you recognize your importance. So choose one thing each day that you're going to do, and whether it's drinking the gut rejuvenator or checking your blood sugar first thing in the morning or whatever it is you choose to do, just choose one thing to do. If you can do another thing, great, do that. But we are here to support you. I just really don't want people to raise their blood sugar because they're stressed by all of this.
Yeah. Great.
That's what I wanted to say.
About a marathon, not a sprint. It took you decades to get this up. The decades of the standard American diet, decades of exposures to toxins, decades of maybe emotional trauma, decades and decades of this. And I think based on what I'm hearing that you've done a tremendous job in 3 months of just making a dent, at least in reversing things. Like some people lost 30 pounds and 12 pounds and blood sugars and normalizing. And not to feel jealous if that's not you, as Jane put it at the beginning of the program, the body works in its own way. It works at its own pace, and everybody does it a little bit differently. So love on your body. Thank it for all the progress it's making. And sometimes just sit in and listen. I remember when my 24-year-old now was a little boy, and he would have a specific issue. And like, oh, my tummy hurts, and or am I this? And I would just say, sit down and just take some breaths and just ask your body, what does it need right now? What does it need right now? And he would do that, and he'd always come up with an answer. Like he'd call it his little computer, right? He'd ask his computer, what did it need? And sometimes it was, I need water. I'm dehydrated. And he'd run and get some water. And sometimes he'd, I have to poop. And he'd go to the bathroom and he'd feel better. And sometimes he'd say, I think I have a cold coming on. I need vitamin C. You know, he would tune in and ask his body and respect his body and trust his body to give him an answer. And we've all gotten so away from that. He was like 3 or 4 at the time. So, you know, he hadn't been jaded by life. But we've been learned to not trust ourselves, that we have to go to the doctor to get the right answers, and you know, that they know better, that somebody else knows better than us. Trust our little computers to know, and then get the guidance that you need. You've gotten guidance through us. Yeah, we'll be on the Facebook group, but certainly not as frequently. And we'll be around, but, you know, join our other places. Join the Vital community if that's what is in your budget. It's $20 a month, and you get amazing resources with that. You get a Q&A call once a month with that, which all my mentors and all my colleagues are saying, how can you give that much away for so little? It's like, because I care. I've talked recently to some of my colleagues and what they're doing in their programs, and when their program ends at 3 months or 2 months or whatever it is, if people want to continue in the Facebook group and continue to have access to the materials on the site, they have to pay a monthly fee, right? We're just letting you have that. You have it for a year, and you can download. Most of the other programs out there will not let you download the videos. We want you to download it. You pay for it, you got it. We put it together for you. And, yeah, maybe they're making more money than I am, but I really feel good about what we're doing. But to continue to give you the level of support that we've been giving you, to move into giving you more support because people are asking about parasites and liver problems, and whew, that's beyond the scope of what we offered you and what you accepted. We'd love to support you with that. And there's ways to do it. And I'll outline it in an email so that you don't get confused. I'll probably make it a PDF document so it's really easy to understand. But we'll give you, you can sign up for the private coaching aspect of the Sweet Spot and get a coach for 3 months to support you. Now you can sign up for a year of Energy Recharge Inner Circle and get amazing support. You can sign up for the individual programs and just work on the next and the next and the next. If you need to work on all of those, the cost of investing in each one of those individually is going to be a lot more than the body balance, because we're giving you an amazing discount at $9.97 for that, which includes all of those programs. It includes access to the Sweet Spot, so you get the extra time to access it. It gets access to the gut repair, the adrenal, and the thyroid. And it's done in a way that it's incorporated into one place, so you don't have to jump around to different programs. It's all under one roof. And you get to do this with us, and you get the coaching and you get the support. So we want to offer you that. We want you to do what you need to do to move on and to get the help you need. And if you're like, wow, look at all my numbers are green. Somebody showed that last week. I'm like, great. You know, if you want to just stay with us in the community, in the Unstoppable Health community, where that's going to be a free membership or a free Facebook group, do it. If you want to just keep up and learn more and come to my kitchen every month and then get the recordings and get the PDF things and get one Q&A call a month, great. $19.95 a month. We're giving you 2 months free access. We just are trying to get our web guy to get that set up. You can try it out, and then if you like it, you can continue with it. So, and for those of you who have already signed up for it while you've been in the sweet spot, don't worry about it. We'll extend your membership by whatever you paid for. So no worries on that. And do we just want to support you? I mean, I'm committed to you feeling good. I'm committed to a world where everybody feels good, because a world where everybody feels good, where it means people are healthy, they're happy, and it's just a nicer place to be, and the vibe is better. So I know you all have this amazing talent, skill, gift inside of you, and I want it out. I want us all to be sharing in it. So I'd love to continue to support you. The people that we've gotten to know in our Energy Recharge Inner Circle, some of them are on this call, are amazing people, and I feel like I know them intimately, right? Sarah, how you doing? How was that vacation? How you doing with this? Let's look at your numbers. It's wonderful, and people come back year after year, not because they haven't gotten results, but because they have gotten results, and they love the community and just want to keep getting better and better. So that says a lot for it. And Annette's on the call. Who else is a coach in that program? A couple of people who are coaches. Annette is one that stands out, and I don't know. I know some of the others are on the web part. But they're helping people. They've been trained. They're really highly skilled, and they support you in addition to my support. So this is a program where if you want my ongoing support, that's it, because we're not doing another sweet spot till next year. So other than our monthly office hours calls and the inner circles, that's it for the support from me, because I'm busy trying to train my practitioners. So I would highly recommend you to go to ercapply.com and just talk to Lynn, talk to Jan. For those of you who don't know Jan, she's like Lynn. She just full of just love and support and education. And she was our very first certified practitioner. I would highly recommend that you do that. And if you have questions ongoing, if you have questions now, star 2 raises your hand, and I will answer your questions. So I think...
Can I say something?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So I wanted to share, and, you know, I don't think Sarah minds, because she's shared her testimonial before about it. But when Sarah first came to us, a good day for her was when she could change out of her pajamas and get dressed. Mm-hmm. And as you said now, I mean, she and her husband went to Hawaii. They do a lot of traveling. She's an artist, and she now goes into her artist studio. And
she's done with her book.
Right, exactly.
Right.
And her husband was so impressed by the end of the year. You know, one of the things, and I was just, it's one of those awe things, they would dance in the kitchen while they'd make food. Mm-hmm. And he felt he had lost that, but he was so impressed with that, he joined.
Yeah.
So it's just to show that, you know, this works. And we just want to keep spreading that love and joy to everybody, yeah, and that they get the life that they envision.
Yeah.
You wake up in the morning and it's like, what's your perfect day? And we want to help you achieve that.
Well, definitely. Definitely. We work on that. And Sarah was in so much pain that she had pain in her limbs and her legs.
Yeah.
And she could hardly walk, and now she's hiking. So
yeah.
It's just sometimes, it takes a long time sometimes. If you've had imbalances, we want to identify them. We got to look at your labs, figure out what's going on, ask you lots of questions, and work with you. And sometimes a big piece of it is mindset. We work a lot on mindset. We work a lot on energy, moving energy. We work a lot on the food and the movement and, you know, creating amazing structure for you. And you get all kinds of amazing bonuses, which we'll have out. We'll be available to share soon. But you, on that page at ESC Apply, you'll see everything that's in that program. It describes it all in great detail. And that's last year's thing, because I haven't had a chance to upgrade it. And every year we like to improve the program by 20 to 30%. So there'll be other things listed in there. And if you sign up now, you're going to get everything that we gave last year that we may take away or move or shift. You'll get everything that you see in that thing plus anything we add after the fact. So we'll be announcing it to the public on the 24th-ish or something like that of June. And you'll get everything. And plus we're giving you $1,000 off. So it's, you know, it's certainly worth considering if your budget will allow it. And like Lynn Rose said, I couldn't afford it, but I couldn't afford not to do it. And she invested big time in herself in doing our practitioner training. She started with, I think she started with Sweet Spot or Digestive. I don't remember which one she started with last year, but then she decided to do the came to Shine, did the practitioner.
Oh, she came to Sweet Spot.
Came to, yeah, to SID, yeah. Yeah, and she decided.
No, she did Sweet Spot first.
Oh, she did Sweet Spot first, okay. And then she is in, now she's in the practitioner training and she is amazing. And she also just invested in doing the Transpersonal Energy Healing Certification Program. So it's like, what is it that you want that's most important to you? What, how do you reach your goals? And when I decided what was important to me, I quit my job. I was making a lot of money back in 1987, 86 when I quit my job. And I said, I don't care. I want to do this work. And I did what it took to make it happen. And so with my health, when I started to lose my health and I couldn't focus on things and I had stomach pain and headaches, I said, what is this going to take? I went to all the medical doctors and they didn't have any answers for me, started researching on my own, which was a lot harder back then. And I decided I was going to do what it took. I was going to do what it took to get my health back because it's my most important asset. And it's your most important asset. So there's a phrase that somebody said, I spent my early part of my life giving up my health to make money. And now I'm spending the later part of my life spending all my money to get my health back. Don't lose it, because you can't ever really get it back. I mean, you can get it back for sure, but you don't want to lose it and endure those years of not having your health. So that's my little broadcast for the day. I want to support you whatever way you decide, whether it be in the Unstoppable Health community. You can just go to Facebook and look it up, join that community because that'll be ongoing. You can join the Vital, go to vitalhealthcommunity.com, join us there. You can join one of our programs to really focus in on a specific organ gland system. If that's what your reports showed, that your digestion was way out of balance or your thyroid was way out of balance, join us for one of those programs and get the support. Or if you saw that there was a lot of imbalance in a lot of the other systems, join us for either Body Balance or ERC. And Lynn can get on the phone with you and describe what the real differences are. And in the email or the doc I send you, I'll have links that you can just evaluate each and every one of those and figure out which is the best option for you. And trust your gut, trust your heart, right? Sit with it, what feels the best for you. Get some support, ask some questions, and then make a decision that is, I'm first. This is me. I'm important. This is where I want to go. So if there's any questions, comments, suggestions, successes, go ahead and star 2 on the telephone, and I'll look back at the.
Yeah, I put some more questions in on the document.
Okay.
Kind of a dash so you know the separation.
Oh, good. So I know where to start.
Right.
Okay, good. Just a couple more. Samina, do you have any supplements, essential oil suggestions for ratcheting and itching? Yeah, so here's the thing. Ratcheting and itching is usually an inside job. Sure, there's stuff you can put on top topically. If the itching is from a fungal infection, tea tree oil can work well. Frankincense oil works well for skin stuff and rashes. Rashes depends on what they are, right? Oftentimes, rashes are related to a digestive imbalance. The skin is an organ of detox, so when the skin starts itching or breaking out, there's usually some imbalance in the body with one of the detox areas. So it could be liver. Liver manifests in skin a lot. It could be gut. It could be even lungs if you're not breathing properly and you're not eliminating through the normal organs of elimination. The skin becomes that. So So I don't believe in a this for that approach, like the magic thing for rashes. Sure, there's essential oils, and you can go to many people have much more knowledge about it than me. Buy an essential oil book and look it up, and you can try some stuff. But itching and rashes is an inside job, inside job. And Nadina, what's the program she's talking about for $9.95 a month? You know, we don't have a $9.95 a month program. We have a $19 a month program, $19.95 or something like that. And that's our Vital Health Community. So go to vitalhealthcommunity.com. Vera, my pituitary output went even lower on Sweet Spot. Now, what do you mean by your pituitary output? Did you do lab testing that showed that your pituitary is dysfunctioning? Was it FSH, LH? Was it TSH? Was it ACTH? Growth hormone? There's a lot of hormones that get secreted by the pituitary. So without knowing what that means, like, and what were the differences? So any suggestions on how to up it? I mean, it depends on what the cause is, right? It depends. Stress will cause your pituitary to get stressed. It's overproducing ACTH to support your adrenals and then the other functions. So it really depends, Vera, on what that actually means. So, okay, good. I don't see any others. Let me see the hands. Somebody raised their hand. You guys are just too quiet. What about Marsha? What about Jane? What about Wendy? What about who else is on? Anybody else want to share anything?
So Vera did say yes, blood test for pituitary.
What blood test? I just mentioned like seven of them. Which ones? And why were you doing it? Did you start out with a pituitary issue? Like most people don't test pituitary hormones. So Vera, best if you get on the phone and we can chat about it. I'd be happy to help you. And anybody who has questions that I wasn't real maybe giving you a final answer on, get on the phone so I can go back and forth. Here's the thing about healthcare, true healthcare. It starts with the questions. We have to ask questions. We become a detective. We want to know the timeline of things. We want to know how things started. What was it like before? What did this test? Why did you do that test? We want to know. So it's questions is important. And so, you know, you ask me questions here. I can answer some of the easy questions like, you know, I don't know what herb is good for lowering my blood sugar. I'm doing all the protocols that you gave me. Is there additional herb? I can answer that. I can say, well, try out this and try out that. But some of the stuff is I don't have enough information to help you with it. When I do an intake with a client, I spend an hour and a half asking question after, and that's after they've answered the questionnaire questions. Those questions spark other questions. And we get to the heart of it. We get to the root of it. And we find things that maybe nobody else found, right? And sometimes, you know, people with liver stuff, maybe that you have impaired detox pathways. And supporting the detox pathways are going to help your liver function better overall, right? So there's a lot of things that could be going on here. Right? So that's why we do what we do, and that's why we offer the programs we do. So, Vera, if you want to get on the phone, go for it. You're in California, so you're not like you're across the globe and don't have access to a phone. Anybody else? Questions? Comments? You guys are quiet tonight. Is this helpful? See. Ah, so Vera says she was high, and that's the daughter, Vera, yeah. Suspected resistance to the belly turn on it. Yes. So she may, you know, she may have either, you know, something that's a precursor to or a PCOS, polycystic ovarian syndrome, you know, and the insulin resistance working with that is super important. Looking at the testosterone, sometimes progesterone supplementation or Vitex can be helpful for those balances, but yeah, I would be looking at that, her testosterone level. She may have, you know, sometimes it depends on the testosterone. You'd want to test testosterone and DHT to see if she has a shortage of, say, zinc or GLA, which would affect the 5-alpha reductase enzyme and have it be overactive. So there's a lot of that. Wendy, don't have any questions. Great. Quiet because I wasn't here. Oh, you just got here. Yeah. Wendy says it's helpful. Semenina says, I'm eating all the stuff already. What stuff? I don't know what stuff you mean, but good. But yeah, there's probably some digestive stuff or some liver stuff that's causing the rashes, or you have an allergic reaction to something, right? You may have changed laundry soaps or been to somebody's house where they use some, you know, stuff that your body didn't like, or just so many things, right? Yeah, and Lynn just gave you a blanket answer, which is great, but you really want to look for what's the cause, right? Zinc deficiency can be a problem with skin. Essential fatty acids, do your diet and put it into that chronometer and see what your omega-6-3 ratio is. And if you're out of balance, then you're not able to keep the inflammation down. Okay. Okay, so I don't see any more questions coming in. Let's see here. I don't see any more hands raised. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to open up your lines, and I'm going to say goodnight. Again, ercapply.com. You can get to talk to Lynn or Jan and discuss what your next best steps would be if you want to work with us. And then I'll send you out an email that describes a lot of this, because the next steps, I mean, we really, really, really want to keep supporting you. And a lot of folks, the next step after Sweet Spot is to jump right into ERC. And we added this new program, Body Balance, just a few months ago. So that's like an interim. You don't get the coaching. You don't get the extra, as much coaching as you get in ERC and all the lab analysis stuff. But you get a lot of support anyway. So bye-bye, everybody. Thank you for being here.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye. Bye.